Business is becoming increasingly concerned that this week's federal police raids on the ABC and News Corporation risk eroding confidence in Australia's reputation as a free and open democracy. Innes Willicks is a former political advisor, diplomat and now chief executive of the Australian Industry Group, and he worries about the perceived politicisation of supposedly independent government departments and agencies. Mr. Willicks says investors will become nervous if confidential negotiations, for example, end up in the hands of public servants. Innes Willicks is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
What it's done is sort of set back Australia's reputation internationally. And when you have reports of this going around the world and the New York Times saying that Australia is now perhaps the most secretive country in the Western democracies, you know, that raises alarm bells for business as well about the sort of country that Australia is to do business and what could happen here.
You're a former senior political staffer, a diplomat, a former journalist. Are you as confident as you were, say, 10 years ago, that government departments and agencies operate independently with no political interference or direction?
The government seems to be saying that ministers have had no control over what's gone on here, and this is essentially a decision by public servants to take this course of action, and that raises alarm bells that this is sort of something that the government has not been able to make decisions about, and public servants, for whatever reason, be it embarrassment or ideas about what is in the national interest and what isn't, are able to act completely unilaterally.
So far, these AFP raids have been limited to media organisations, but business negotiations, government tenders, bidding, lobbying can also be very sensitive politically. Are you concerned that the AFP might extend its reach beyond the media?
Well, there's nothing really at the moment to stop it from doing that, and that's of concern. So businesses having interaction with government all the time, as you said, on contracts, on tenders, as part of ongoing discussions about implementation of policy and the like. And a lot of those conversations and discussions are very sensitive. They're commercially in confidence, and there's nothing to at the moment which would stop government officials being able to call in police over some aspect of those negotiations.
But if a government department or agency was worried about leaks, wouldn't they be able to track down the leakers or the whistleblowers via their own internal monitoring rather than raiding the endpoint, in this case the media?
Well, this seems to me a case of shooting the messenger. You would think that the government would be able to track that down. In the case of the ABC raid, they already, you know, have a perpetrator that they're looking at. But to have federal police officers, and it's not their fault, but to have federal police officers combing through people's books and sock drawers is a pretty dim image for Australia to have in the 21st century. It's not the sort of image we want. And you would hope that government generally is much more sophisticated than that.
The AFP's acting commissioner says he's a strong supporter of press freedom, but judging by this week's events, do you buy that?
Unfortunately for them, the AFP's reputation has been damaged by this, and they're just doing their job. Now it behoves everyone to rethink how governments react in these circumstances. But we don't want Australia to be developing a reputation as a secretive state. We want to be an open, inclusive and outward-looking country with an economy that matches that. And we don't want to drive people away. We want to attract them here.
Innes Willicks, the head of the Australia Industry Group, speaking there with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.